ジャパニーズポッド101です。あー美味しそう。
おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
Welcome to JapanesePod101.com. Newbie Series Season 4, Lori's Story, Lesson 49. Please accept this. My name is Eric, and I'm here with Naomi-sensei.
Konnichiwa, minasan.
Hello, everyone. I'm Naomi.
With us, you'll learn to speak Japanese with fun and effective lessons. Yoroshiku onegaishimasu.
Yoroshiku onegaishimasu.
In this lesson, you'll learn a number of phrases that are used when giving or receiving gifts. We'll also introduce some common adjectives used to describe how food tastes.
Such as 甘い,
sweet,
辛い,
hot or spicy,
苦い,
bitter. So where are we today?
しずかさんの家です.
Shizuka's apartment. And who's speaking?
しずかさんとロリーさん.
Shizuka and Lori. And as usual, they'll be speaking in
formal Japanese. Listeners, I have a question.
What? A question?
Hi. I want to know when was the last time you commented?
Ah, hey, good question.
Stop by JapanesePod101.com and leave us a comment or just say hi.
All right, well, you heard Naomi-sensei. Okay, let's listen.
Hi. Ah, Lori-san.
Konbanwa, Shizuka-san. Iroiro, arigatou gozaimashita. Kore, dozo, orei desu.
え?いいですよ。でも、中は何ですか?
手作りクッキーです。クッキーを焼きました。
すごい。じゃあ、いただきます。あ、ロリーさん、一緒に食べましょう。いただきます。
あれ、しょっぱい?
このクッキーしょっぱい。
もう一度お願いします。今度はゆっくりお願いします。
はーい。あ、ロリーさん。
こんばんは、しずかさん。いろいろありがとうございました。これ、どうぞ。お礼です。
いいですよ。でも、中は何ですか?
手作りクッキーです。クッキーを焼きました。
すごい。じゃ、いただきます。あ、ロリーさん、一緒に食べましょう。いただきます。
あれ、しょっぱい?
このクッキー、しょっぱい。
今度は英語が入ります。
はい、coming。あ、ロリーさん。
Oh, Lori。
こんばんは、しずかさん。
はい、しずか。
いろいろ、ありがとうございました。
Thank you for everything.
これ、どうぞ、お礼です。
Please take this as a small token of my gratitude.
え?いいですよ。
What? Oh, you really shouldn't have.
でも、中は何ですか?
But what's inside?
手作りクッキーです。
Homemade cookies.
クッキーを焼きました。
I baked them myself.
すごい。じゃあ、いただきます。
Wow!All right, thank you.
あ、ロリーさん、一緒に食べましょう。
Oh, Lori, let's eat them together.
いただきます。
Let's dig in.
あれ、しょっぱい?
What? Why are these salty?
このクッキーしょっぱい。
These cookies are salty.
So Lori baked cookies.
そうですね。しょっぱいクッキーを焼きました。
salty cookies.
涙の味かしらね。
Oh, that's deep, Naomi-sensei. The taste of tears.
涙の味。
The taste of white chocolate macadamia nut oatmeal tears.
When I visit or stay at someone's house, I always bring a present. Is it the same in your culture, Eric?
Sure, it's more or less the same. Yeah, of course, it's not as strict or as defined as the Japanese way, though. You know, an American might bring a bottle of wine to a dinner with friends, or maybe a simple present to a housewarming party. But you usually don't bring anything when you just go over to hang out.
Ah, 友達同士はね。
Right, among friends, right? But on the whole, Japanese homes get much less visitors than in other countries, I think. What do you think?
Oh, so かな?
At least, a lot less informal visitors.
Ah, so ですね.
Right, people just dropping by, just coming without notice.
Between relatives, we visit quite often, but between
right.
friends.
Right, but you don't take presents.
No.
You just come to say hi.
So ですね.
But among friends, that doesn't happen so often, right? Like in America, that happens every day.
そうか.
So would that be fair to say?
So かもしれないですね. I think it depends on the family and the area. But yeah, I think you're right.
You know, at the very least, less informal visitors.
そうかもね.
You know, not counting family and all that stuff. Like in Friends, you know, people just dropping by, not even knocking, just walking in, hey!
That never happens in Japan, 多分ね.
I wish it did. On to the vocabulary.
次は単語です.
The first word is?
色々.
Various. Not adjective.
色々. 色々.
The next word is?
お礼.
Gesture of gratitude. Thanks.
お礼. お礼.
The next word is?
手作り.
Handmade. Made by hand.
手作り. 手作り.
The next phrase is?
いただきます.
An expression of gratitude before meals.
いただきます. いただきます.
And the last word is?
しょっぱい.
Salty. E adjective.
しょっぱい. しょっぱい.
So what was that last word we said, Naomi-sensei?
しょっぱい.
Salty.
I say しょっぱい, but some people might say 塩辛い instead of しょっぱい.
What type of people say that?
I think people who are in western part of Japan.
Ah, that's why, because I haven't heard that word too much.
そうですよね.
But it's good to know, you know, especially on TV, it might come up. What other words can we use to describe tastes?
甘い.
Sweet. What's sweet, Naomi-sensei? 何が甘いですか?
ケーキは甘いです.
Cakes are sweet.
そうですね.
There's also 辛い.
Hot, spicy. What's spicy? 何が辛いですか?
Your staple food.
カレーは辛いです.
The word 物 is thing or stuff. So 辛いもの is
literally spicy things, you know, but of course it means spicy food.
そうですね. 甘いもの is
sweet things, sweet food.
私は甘いものが好きです. I like sweets. Eric-san wa? How about you, Eric?
僕も甘いものが好きです. I also like sweets.
辛いものは?
嫌いです。本当?
Except curry.
I tolerate the spiciness of curry.
なるほどね.
And next, we're looking at a phrase. What is it?
いただきます.
And this is an expression I usually say right before you start eating at a meal. And it's an expression of gratitude.
そうですね. Right. And you can say this phrase when you receive something.
Like a gift, right?
そうそうそう.
And the gift doesn't have to be food. Because いただきます literally means I'm going to receive something or I'll take it.
And what do you say when you finish the meal?
ごちそうさまでした.
ごちそうさまでした.
そうですね.
And you don't say it to anybody in particular, right? It's just you say it to yourself.
そうですね.
But, you know, if you're at a restaurant or if somebody made a meal for you, you would direct that feeling, you would say ごちそうさまでした to the person who made the food, right?
Yeah, or who served the food.
So onto the grammar.
次は文法です.
So let's learn what to say when giving or receiving gifts. In this lesson, Lori gives Shizuka a small gift to show her appreciation.
これどうぞ.
Please accept this. これ means this and どうぞ means please. So it literally means here, please.
そうそうそうそう.
Lori also said
お礼です.
A token of my gratitude. お礼 means an expression of gratitude. In the dialogue, Lori said
これどうぞ.
お礼です。
Please take this as a small token of my gratitude. You know, Japan is a gift-giving society, so I think you'll come across these phrases quite a lot.
そうですね。We love giving and receiving gifts.
There's like even special stores, even inside stations that sell gifts that are made for, you know, giving when you visit somebody's house.
Ah, お土産ね。Souvenir.
Exactly. But what should you say when you receive a gift?
Of course I say, ありがとうございます。But some people put すみません in front of it. Like, すみません、ありがとうございます。
Why are they apologizing for receiving a gift?
I feel almost guilty that you had to go through all the trouble for this gift.
So it's like, you shouldn't have in English, right?
そうです。
So let's use these phrases. Let's say you did a homestay in Japan and you want to give the host family a box of chocolates from your country to show your appreciation. First, you want to thank them.
いろいろありがとうございました。Or, お世話になりました。
Thanks for everything. But, before you give the chocolate, you want to confirm that they have a sweet tooth.
甘いものが好きですか?
Do you like sweets? They said yes, so you give them the chocolate.
これどうぞ、チョコレートです。
Then they say, Oh, you shouldn't have. Thank you.
すみません。ありがとうございます。
But Naomi-sensei,
はい。
What if they say that they don't like sweets?
Oh!
Boom! Then you hide your box of chocolates and go back to the department store and get them some natto or something.
Like in Japan, it's so difficult to return the stuff to the store.
So then you're going to have a nice night of eating lots of chocolate.
そうでしょうね。
Before we go, we want to tell you about a way you can really improve your pronunciation.
The voice recording tool.
Yeah, the voice recording tool is in the Premium Learning Center.
Record your own voice with a click of a button.
And then play it back just as easily.
So you record your own voice and then listen to it.
And the magic is, you compare it to the native speakers.
And adjust your pronunciation.
This really works. I use it. All right, see you guys next time.
じゃあまた。
はい。あ、ロリーさん。
こんばんは、静香さん。いろいろ、ありがとうございました。これ、どうぞ、お礼です。
え、いいですよ。でも、中は何ですか?
手作りクッキーです。クッキーを焼きました。
すごい。じゃあ、いただきます。あ、ロリーさん、一緒に食べましょう。いただきます。
あれ、しょっぱい?
このクッキーしょっぱい。